Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for the Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Halloran, Sharon Bradley, Nancy Galway, and Phil Powers. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all the psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Phil Powers, and I would like to thank you for coming to tonight's broadcast of the Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. Tonight, we're excited to be speaking with Chetan Pachan about his book, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be. But before we get started, please join me in welcoming my wonderful co-hosts, Nancy Galloway, Sharon Bradley, and Maureen Halloran. And let's see if they will share a little information about themselves with us. Hey, Nancy, you there?
I'm there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
Very good, thank you. Very happy to be here.
Cool. Could you tell us a little about yourself and your abilities?
Well, I'm as well as with my esteemed co-host this evening. I'm a spiritual advisor on PsychicAccess.com, and I go by the name of Silver Wolf because Wolf is one of my animal totems that I really like. And I'm an empath intuitive, and I use the tarot cards as a tool. And I really enjoy using those, and I get guidance from the person's guardian angels and mine as well, and that's how I do my readings.
Very nice, very nice. Well, thank you. And Sharon, how are you tonight?
I'm great, Phil. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Could you tell us about yourself and your abilities?
Sure. I'm also a psychic on Psychic Access, and I hear from spirit and I see from spirit. So that's how I do my readings. I don't know how to do tarot or anything like that, but I'm not that talented. But I'm able to hear and see from spirit.
So. It just comes right to you.
It comes to me, yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So
all right, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, Maureen.
Yeah.
Yeah, here comes trouble.
Yeah, yeah. That's that. They call me not. Yeah, Phil, okay, so respect the psychic.
I'd ask you the question, but you already know what it is, right?
Yes, I know it is. Yes, I'm also a fellow psychic on PsychicAccess.com, and I am a tarologist. You know, I have all those clairs. I pretty much cover the clairs, and I help people. I'm a spiritual coach, and I help people with their direction, and also I get a lot back from what I do, too. And I'm a tarot reader in the feel, smell, all that.
All that happy stuff?
All that happy stuff, yes. Thank you.
All right, thanks. And I am Phil Powers, or Magus, and I am also a part of the Psychic Access team. And I use some of the clairs and read tarot and get fairly specific with my pendulum. But tonight, I'm excited to have with us Chetan Pachan, author of Human Design, and Chetan holds classes and seminars all over the world on the Human Design system, a system that will answer the questions, are you following the right path? Are you living true to who you were born to be? And for more information on Chetan Pachan, please visit his website at www.humandesignforusall.com. Be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with our gifted psychics. We will announce the call-in number later in the show, so be sure to have your pen and paper ready. If you were unable to catch our show with Claude Lavoutu last week, and I'm sorry I mispronounced his name, about conscious affirmative living, you will find a recorded archive link as well as archives of all previous shows on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com under the archives link. Please feel free to circulate the archives, links, and future show details to your friends and family. Our mission is to reach out with our guides and connect with as many people as possible, so be sure to include others in on our show. And hi, Shatan, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Phil, I'm here.
Oh, beautiful. All right, how are you doing tonight?
Very good, thanks. Very happy to be with you.
Yeah, we're glad you can make it in your busy schedule. So let's see, I guess your book, yeah, you've got a lot going on, but before we get into what human design is, could you tell us about your journey that led you to this system, the shadow reader, and all that happy stuff?
Yeah, my pleasure, Phil. Yeah. You can tell from my accent, I didn't grow up in America, though I've spent a major part of my life here. I grew up in England and grew up on a farm. And I can remember quite early on in my life having an experience where I think I was about 5 years old. And I lived amongst a whole group of people. There were a lot of people always in our house. But I came to realize when I was about five that I didn't understand people at all, and that the only friends I really had in the world were two trees and a cow.
Okay.
And these people I understood completely, and they understood me completely. And I went through the English schooling system, joined in the whole circus of what education is all about, and ended up with a degree in mechanical engineering and started traveling all over the world with it. I had a knack for fixing things.
Nice.
And my travels eventually took me to India, and it was the end of my tether, because everything I had understood mechanically about the world did not fit in any way with what was happening inside me. And I ended up in the ashram with Osho in India, a man who used to be called Rajneesh, a very, very amazing man, an enlightened master. And he would direct people who had a lot of questions about themselves and about their lives to go and visit this shadow reader who lived in Bombay, now Mumbai.
Reads your shadow, basically.
Well, that's how it's described, Phil, yes. In actual fact, he just measures the length of your shadow in a particular place on the planet at a particular time of the day. And now I don't know whether he was measuring my real shadow or the aura shadow, or whether he was doing a golden mean between the length to my shoulder and the top of my head. I don't know.
Okay.
But basically from the reading, he was able to do a calculation. He also asked for my date of birth and did astrology for that. He asked for my name, did numerology from that. And then he had this long bookshelf behind his desk. He rolled his chair along, pulled out one of hundreds of similar-looking books, brought it back to his table, and just read me. He opened it up to a page and just told me everything about myself. And I was 27 years old at the time, completely knocked my socks off.
Just set you back, yeah.
Completely. And at the end of the session, he said, oh, I'd like you to come and work with me, because you know how to do this kind of work. Well, I didn't know what he was talking about. I was still in shock. And I turned him down flat, and I said, no, I'm not ready to do that at all. And he just laughed at me. And he said, well, you're going to do this work anyhow, so my suggestion is you start learning how to read for people. So I took him up on that. I started reading people's hands, faces, cards, astrology, I Ching, runes, anything I could lay my hands on, I'd read for people. And over the years, I developed skills of how to relate with people. What this shadow reader had told me was there was a system that was going to come into my life. It wasn't coming just yet, but it was going to come, and he was suggesting I got prepared for it. Because when it came, I would be writing books, I'd be teaching people all over the world through this system, and basically transforming people's lives with it. So in 1993, when an old friend sent me my human design chart, I took one look at this thing, and I knew right away this is what this shadow reader in India had been telling me about.
And when he told you you were going to be doing that, you looked at him and laughed.
Well, I didn't laugh. My hair was standing on end still, Phil. I had no idea how he had been so completely accurate in reading all about me.
That is wild. And yeah. So how did the system come about?
Well, in 1987, in early January of 87, there was a fellow Canadian man, his name is Ra, and he was living on the island of Ibiza off Spain, and he had gone through a very peculiar time in his life. He'd been working in Canada in publicity, and all of a sudden his life had just changed completely, and he'd just dropped it, gone abroad, and ended up on this island in Ibiza. And the 3rd and 4th of January, in the middle of the night, all of a sudden he started getting this download. And I do use the word download. It wasn't a channeling. He was expected to process this information that was given to him. And what it turned out to be is this human design.
And if I recall, it took him like 8 days or eight... Yeah, about 8 days for the whole download and getting everything up on the walls. And
yeah, 8 days and nights. He was literally sat down at a table writing this stuff out. And he had no idea where it came from. He said it was coincident with a supernova that happened in the beginning of January 1987. But he said for him it felt like he was like an ant, that the force of the intelligence that was coming through him was so massive. He said it was a very scary experience for him. But from that, I'm very grateful to him that he rendered it and produced it into the world. He was given the system. He wasn't told what to do with it. And so we've been interpreting it and opening it up ever since.
And then that's where you came in. Okay. So now we've got a little background. So what is human design? And we talked today, and I must say that... After about a minute, you knew more about me than my shrink did, so it definitely works.
Well, you know, we all have to recognize, Phil, that the world is going through a very dramatic change. If we're going to kind of step back and look at it esoterically, we're going to say we're moving out of the age of Pisces, we're moving into the age of Aquarius. And they're two very, very different things. The age of Pisces is an age of faith-based things, that you put your trust in systems, you put your trust in people. And the Aquarius age is where you put your trust in yourself. And basically it's an age in which we are all called on to be responsible for our own lives. There's not enough people around that can answer all our questions for us. We've got to be able to do it for ourselves. And so how I describe human design, I call it a 21st century self-remembering device. And basically, if you understand some very basic things in your human design chart, you have access to knowing exactly how this vehicle, and I call that, you know, the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual body in which you are, how that vehicle is going to convey you through your life. So it's a little bit like getting an owner's manual for a car. You know, you get the car in the first place, you're not quite sure how to do the thing. You read the instruction book and you find out how it works for you. So human design's a little bit like that, working out how your vehicle is designed to carry your consciousness through this lifetime.
And yeah, it lets you know what you're doing the right thing or how to work around things. And I don't know where my brain's going right now, but after we talked, I kind of thought for a while, and I went, wow, I wish I had this when I was 4.
Oh, tell me about it. Well, you know, here's one of the great things with it, Phil, because we're telling a lot of parents about this, and introducing them to this new person, this child that comes into their life. You know, instead of it just being, well, this is my child, you know, and I'm expecting it to do this, that, and the other, when we introduce the design of the child, there can actually be an instant, clear communication between the two of them, between the parent and the child. Mm-hmm. And we take it a step further, we introduce it into schools, and the same thing happens there. You know, when a teacher understands who the various pupils are according to their design, then she can interrelate with them clearly. And there's this instant respect, there's instant communication, and the whole thing just takes off. So... very, very amazing in that respect, yes.
Okay, very good. Now the system draws off of 4 ancient wisdoms and some modern science, which is really a great combination. Can you explain the parts of the system that are used?
Yes, absolutely. We're coming into this age now where I say we're transforming into this very, very different way in which the world works. We're living with computers now. Everybody has to have computers, cell phones, all these things. All these devices are the result of synthesizing. lots of different components have been drawn together, and they make up these very valuable tools that we work with. And it's the same thing with human design. It is a synthesis. It's a little bit like when you make a cake. You put all the ingredients in, and you mix them up, and you bake them, and you end up with a cake, and the cake's delicious, and it's not flour and the eggs and the sugar anymore. So human design is a synthesis of astrology, which we use to get placements of where things are around us at various moments in time. The I Ching, and the I Ching, these ancient Chinese book of wisdom, and very interesting mathematics in the I Ching, 64 hexagrams, six lines in each hexagram. And the Kabbalah, which basically in the way we use it in human design is drawing from the wisdom of the tree of life. And the fourth one is the chakra system, which is very prevalent in use in India. People understand these energy vortices within the body. And so the understanding of these four wisdom systems is brought together, synthesized together, mixed up like a cake mix. And it's mixed up with two very modern-day sciences. The first science that I would draw your attention to is the understanding of the human genetic code. In our coding, we've got 64 genetic codons relating with six bases. So there's an exact correspondence between hexagrams in the I Ching and our human genetic code. And we use astrology to work out which matches what. And the last of the components is an understanding of neutrino physics. And, you know, I don't want to excite everybody in your audience about neutrino physics. It is a fascinating subject. And I just say, you know, these neutrinos, which when human design came into being in 1987, were just a theory. They weren't actually proven until 1997. So we were kind of juggling for quite a while until this proof was made by scientists in Canada and Japan. But neutrinos are these tiny little particles, and they come out of the stars. They're like the breath of stars. They have a tiny little bit of mass. And anything that has mass, when it bumps into something else, there's always an exchange of some sort. So what happens is, in the universe around our Earth, all the star fields are emitting these neutrinos, masses of them every instant. And each star field has a different quality of neutrino. It flies through the universe, comes into our solar system, flies through a planet, there's an exchange of information in that planet, and then it flies through us. And so whatever that star field was representing mixes with the energy of the planet and gets logged into our genetic coding. And so, you know, I could spend a couple of hours proving how human design is actually scientifically provable, but, you know, just to say it is a synthesis of all these different wisdom traditions with very modern-day sciences. And what we find with the human design is it's absolutely accurate.
And actually, I guess you also throw in the conscious and the unconscious, so the birth date and then 3 months prior to the birth date?
Well, this is a first. There's nothing on the planet like this. Nobody can do this except with human design. As you say, we do two calculations with human design. And this is all in the free program, the free software that's on our website. Human design for us all. With the software, basically you put in somebody's name and their date, time, and place of birth. And the calculation that's done with the software works out two different calculations, one for the moment of your birth, and that's, you know, that's the obvious time that we actually see a baby coming into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one, as you say, about 3 months before birth, in actual fact, exactly 88 degrees of solar arc before birth. And at this moment in time, the fetus is still undergoing formation, but there comes a moment in time when the neocortex in the fetus is ready and it turns on. And in that instant, the fetus takes in a first burst of information. And what we see about this information coming 3 months before the birth, it's all unconscious, it's all genetic inheritance, and basically we've traced it back at least four generations of familial input. So you might understand what your parents are all about, you might know your grandparents even, but going further back in the family tree, it's a bit of a mystery. But nevertheless, we get to play these things out in our unconscious. And as I was teasingly saying to you earlier on today, Phil, you know, this unconscious information, in normal terms, there's about 10 years worth working with a psychoanalyst here to get this information out of you. But with human design, we click the mouse and it's all there. You can see exactly what it is you've inherited.
Yeah, I can concur. It put me into deep thought for a while. I was like, that explains a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah. Patterns and, yeah, how people react to me, how I react to people, helpful hints on, you know, I came up as a manifester and I just do things, and which really annoys my wife. So, you know, a hint in there is, you know, every once in a while, tell people what you're doing.
Right. Yeah, very handy. It's the last thing you want to do, of course. Let me just get at it. But it really does work, yes.
Yeah, so it's very, very specific. Now, you say human design is an example of science meets spirituality.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Well,
could
it's
you
like
help
I
me
say,
with
I
that?
Can actually, I can prove it. I can
you
prove
can
it.
Prove it, cool.
With physics, you know, that these neutrinos that have been proven to exist, and, you know, why people went looking for these neutrinos in the first place, which is a fascinating story, because physicists, goodness knows how they did it, but they went to weigh up the mass of the universe from going from their theory of the Big Bang. And when they added up all the mass, as I said, I don't know how they did this, but they came up 70% short. Well, you know, if you're doing your sums and you come up 70% short on something, you're going to be really upset.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing.
So they put out the theory. There are these things called neutrinos, and they come out of stars. They carry this little mass with them. There's 3 trillion per second per square inch in every direction is the math of it. And so there's a lot of activity. And so what these neutrinos are, in a way, they are the messengers of the universe. And I say to people, when you get this chart of yours, this triangular human design chart of yours, it is actually an energetic snapshot of the universe for the moment of your birth. That you are completely connected in here through these streams of neutrinos going out into all the star fields all around us on all sides. So if you ever felt, you know, you didn't belong in life or life was a drag or whatever, existence does include you. And it's a very essential thing that you're here to play.
Now, I guess, how do you think human design could benefit all of us if we, you know, downloaded it and got the book and figured it out and worked with it? And I know you teach it, and actually the free download is very cool, and you can actually get a chart. Is it 18 to 25 pages that just instantly analyzes it for short money, we'll call it?
Yeah, it's $19.95 for a chart. It's something, you know, I've been working with human design for 18 years now, and I've got laptops full of information about it. We put together these reports recently so that people could go on our website, enter in their birth information, and we'll send them back a chart and this report about their nature. And it's a, like you say, up to 20, 25 pages, something like that. And it's a very detailed description. Now, it's a very easy thing for somebody to get that report and read through it and begin to relax into their life. I mean, that's how I see human design, honestly. It gives us not just the permission to be ourselves, but it gives us the acceptance of who we are. You know, we all come here, and I've been reading for people for 30 years now, ever since the shadow reading day. And, you know, people would come to me with all kinds of questions, but particularly they'd come and ask me, what's my life purpose? What am I doing here? Yes. I mean, I'd just remind people, you don't come here as a human doing, you come here as a human being in the first place. That's the important thing to remember. And I used to be able to look in somebody's hands or their cards and outline all kinds of great things that they're up to in this lifetime. But then it dawned on me one day, it's just so obvious what we're here for. As individuals, it's so obvious we're here to be ourselves. Whether
That's
anybody else
an
likes
easy
them
answer.
Or not,
okay.
Yeah. You know, we're come here to be us, consciousness in human form, playing on planet Earth. And goodness knows what we do along the way. Maybe we get married, maybe we get a job, maybe we have a career and an education, all kinds of stuff. These are all great things. But the most important thing in all of these activities is to be ourself.
And you then
we
kind of
get a congratulation.
That.
So
is that the biggest
wow,
benefit for
it.
Everyone? if they get the system, or what else? What else would they take away from it? Do you think?
Well, you know, you've looked through your report, Phil, and you've looked through the book, and basically we've taken the system and we've rendered some things that people can recognize very quickly about themselves.
Yes.
We've made it into an essence of what we call the three keys, what we call type, authority, and profile. Mm-hmm. Type is basically a description of the energetics that run through us, and there are five of these different types. You, as you mentioned, you have this type of someone that's a manifester. And a manifester is somebody who is designed to come into this world and catalyze activity. So whether it's you yourself doing things or whether it's you triggering other people to do things, that is what goes on around you all your time. There are other types we call generators. These are the powerhouses of energy. They have this tendency, they get up in the morning, and the moment their feet touch the ground, they're off and running, and they get to the end of their day, and they just keel over from exhaustion.
And so those would be like the doers.
Well, they're designed actually to respond to life.
Okay.
And, you know, this is one of the big misunderstandings that they have, that most people are told just go out and do it, and actually generators and manifesting generators as well, which is a third type, they're actually designed to wait to respond to life. Let existence do the footwork and see what you're ready to respond to. And then the two other types are the projectors and the reflectors. So it's just a kind of category, but it's about understanding how energy works through you. And when you understand your type, for instance, I'm a projector type. A projector type is somebody who's very good at guiding other people. I don't have the same kind of manifesting energy you do. I don't have the same kind of staying power that generators have, but I have this means to be able to direct and guide people very easily. So that's the first of the three keys that we have.
And the last one is a reflector. And is it? Did I read it's like 1% of people are reflectors?
Yeah, even less than 1%. And very, very amazing people. I would encourage everybody on your show, make sure you have at least one reflector friend in your life. They are amazing people. Because they're great watchers of life. They're great, you know, if you really want to know the bottom line with something, the reflector will tell you, and they will reflect it back to you. And so some of the most amazing people I've ever met are reflectors.
And actually, on your software, you can use it over and over again and put in your friends' names and dates and births and the whole routine and just print out chart and chart and chart. For free.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the fun of it all. And, you know, it was when we went to introduce the book, it was originally published by HarperCollins in the UK, they insisted, you know, if we're going to do this book for you, you're going to have to come up with a software for people so they can play with it. And so we did. And, we've had downloads all over the planet. It's just amazing, you know, that everybody's getting to play with this software.
You had 2,000 or 3,000 people in China download it in a week or something?
Actually, it was in a couple of days.
A couple of days.
So it gets around, yes.
Okay. What else do we have? We have authorities.
Yeah, authorities. So here's the big thing of this time. You know, all of us can look back over our life and see certain instances in our life, if we're honest with ourselves, where we really blew it. We made a decision that absolutely did not work for us. And so, if you went through anything like the schooling system I went through, basically we were told, think your way through life, add up the pros and cons and act accordingly. And it's just a disaster trying to do that, because life is not a logical process. And so, what we find in human design, there are six of these different authorities. Each one of us has one of these authorities. And it basically shows you how you are designed to make decisions for yourself. And it's a revolution when you understand your authority, how you personally make decisions for everything that confronts you. For the first time in your life, you can confidently live in present tense, because you actually know from inside yourself how to interact with your life. It's
and
not a
start,
guessing game.
You start
anymore.
Becoming comfortable with yourself because you know what's going on. Okay. Now, the channels, the defined channels, which would be, would that be the 68?
Well, in the chart, there are 9 energy centers.
Okay.
These
which
correspond
like,
with the
like chakras,
the
right?
The chakra system, right.
The chakras,
and,
okay.
You know, in traditional understandings of things, there are 7 chakras in the Indian system. We've evolved, apparently, since 1781, the whole scientific world has taken off, and we are now a nine-centered being. And these nine centers, these energy centers, are linked together by what we call channels. And these channels, in a sense, correspond to the branches in what we've understood from the Tree of Life in the Kabbalah. And these channels run energy between the various centers in different ways. And on either ends of all these channels, there are what we call gates, and there are 64 of these gates. And these gates correspond to the hexagrams in the I Ching, and those hexagrams in the I Ching correspond to various parts of the star field around us. And so what we're saying is the star fields around us, the 64 divisions in the sky that we've divided the star fields up into, correspond to the genes within our genetic coding. So when we're looking at the gates in the human design chart, we're actually reading people's genetic coding.
That is wild. I guess,
and we've done all
the
complicated part of it. We've done the software and written the book.
Is that just like a summary?
Yeah. We've done a lot of research on it, and we've basically made it very simple for people to understand now. You don't have to understand genetics or neutrino physics or anything. You just get the chart, you get the report, or you read the book, and you can work out exactly who you're designed to live out in this lifetime. Great fun.
It is. I've had a good time playing with it. Now, are there psychological benefits to the system?
Well, you know, planet Earth.
This
most beautiful planet, this most gorgeous place to live. And I've had the great fortune to travel all over this place, visited all over the world. And NASA, I think it was something like 60 years ago, or maybe less, they took this photograph from somewhere up by the moon, looking back at this planet, and there's this beautiful blue thing in space with clouds and green and brown for the deserts and everything. Just gorgeous place. And we're still fighting with each other. You know? We haven't realized that this is just, we're all on the same boat here. You know?
Yeah, we haven't figured that out yet, have we?
Well, we're getting there. We're getting there very fast. I mean, I'm so delighted to meet some of the people I'm meeting these days. You know, they get it. The kids these days, they're not involved in all the same nonsense of fighting and wars and stuff that we've been concerned about. You know, they just don't go there. If they want to do something like that, they do it on a video game, you know.
So the kids are starting to get it now. The system's getting out there. And it's in every country now, too.
Yes.
And it isn't your book... I forget, it's in how many languages now? Or?
Well, we've got an English version from England, we've got an American version for America, because the languages are slightly different. And New World Library, published here for us in America, did a beautiful job with it. It's also in Turkish, and it just came out in Japanese, and it's going to be out in Greek in the fall, and we're talking with people in Poland and Germany and France and Spain to get language editions there. So it's getting out. Yes, it is.
It's getting global pretty quick. So that's a good thing.
But I've had people in Cambodia congratulating me on the book. You know, a lot of people are getting to read it, whether it's in their language or not.
Okay. Now, can this information help us in relationships and work, in a work environment?
Oh, can it just?
Can it just?
Well, you see, the point of it is, you see, if you understand your design and how life works for you from inside you, you know, we've always been encouraged to look outside ourselves, to expect the world to tell us what's going on here. But actually, it's always an inside job. And you get to come to that understanding through meditation. But human design also puts you on the spot in your own life. So the moment you start accepting yourself for who you are and how your life works, and you start making decisions that actually work for you, because they're in harmony with your own nature, then you see you start interacting with other people in a way that's actually congruent. And what you recognize right away is you start seeing who are the people that actually relate to you and who are the people that just want to get something out of you, that they're a little bit lost and you'll do. You know, you just happen to be standing there, you'll do. And so in a work environment, you know, none of us want to be taken for granted. None of us want to be involved in something that's just boring. And so if you understand your nature and your human design, you can start allowing yourself to be guided to those things that really work for you. And not only that, the people that really work with you as well, the people that are in harmony with you. And so coming to relationships, I mean, I do a lot of relationship reports for people and readings for them. I mean, every couple will understand, you know, it's not always a bed of roses. It can be a lot of fun, and then there are sticking points. And the thing of it is, with human design, when you look at a couple of charts and you put them together, you can actually see right away where these potential sticking points are. So in my experience, reading for couples, you know, we get about 10 minutes into the reading, and I have both parties cracking up because they know exactly what it is I'm talking about. I can see right into where they have these potential pitfalls, and I can describe them. If you recognize this thing coming up in your relationship, could you see that there might be another way of approaching it? And of course they can. And so, yes, it absolutely improves the relationship. And it's the same thing with parents and kids. You know, kids that are teenagers and all of a sudden the hormones are running and the whole thing's out of control. And the parent doesn't know what to do anymore. Well, I've lived through this experience with my wife's kids. You know, going through teenage years and all of a sudden through just simple understandings of human designs, they become best friends. You know, they're totally on the same page together. So just amazing stuff, yeah.
All right, Chetan, we'll be right back. We need to take a 1 minute commercial break.
So we were talking about decision making and how it works for people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when there's a relationship, for getting the two people in the relationship to agree on the same thing sometimes can take a lot of work. And because both have their different ways of making decisions about things. Men tend to be slightly more mental. They want you to fix everything. And women tend to be more in terms of wanting to talk story and talk through things and come to understandings in that way. So human design, again, it really dovetails when you put the two charts together and you start seeing where the partnership as a whole starts making decisions together, congruent decisions. Again, it's a huge revolution, I'd have to say, in all relationships.
And yeah, I mean, really, I'm going to play with it to, well, make sure my door is closed to manipulate my wife a little better.
Well, what's her chart? Is she a generator?
She is a... I left it downstairs. Oh. I believe a projector.
A projector, okay. So, here's the trick. You're the manifestor.
And
right?
I don't tell her what I'm doing. I just do.
Yeah, okay. So the trick for a manifestor is when you find yourself being obstructed in your life, because people get very nervous when you just do things all the time, because they've no idea, are you going to turn their life upside down for them? And they may not
like that.
So, you know, the trick is for a manifestor is to tell everybody, hey, you know, I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to go for a drive. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to go and visit so-and-so. And you just let a little bit of information out. Need to know. And then all of a sudden, oh, goodness, you know, you're not going to turn my world inside out? Okay, go for it. Have a nice time. You know, no longer is it a big concern for everybody.
Right. From reading the book, I know I have to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's something I don't do. It's just, I just do. And then I get...
Of course you don't.
What are you doing? What's going on? You know, the sky's falling. I'm like, no, it's under control.
Yeah, well, of course you don't tell anybody anything. Why should anyone need to know? Just get out of my way. I'm a manifestor. Let me through.
Let me make things happen. Everything's going to be fine. Just sit back and relax.
Yeah, but that's what you've got to let people know. You know, and you've got to do it convincingly. You know? Because manifestors tend to want to push everybody out of the way. And they get very concerned when people block their way. And it happens right from day one in your life. A manifestor comes into this world, and everybody's blocking them right from the get-go. And it just involves a little bit of communication. So for your projector wife, projectors, they're not energy types. They can run a lot of energy, but in terms of design, they don't have the same energy that manifestors, generators, and manifesting generators have. So projectors, bless us all, are waiting to be recognized for our abilities, recognize for these characteristics that we've got. We're natural-born guides, but we have to be invited. We're waiting for invitation to be able to step in and take the reins and be able to guide. So anytime you give your wife an invitation, I guarantee you'll just see her light up. And there's many, many different ways to give an invitation, but it's got to be absolutely personal to her for who you know her to be. But I guarantee it'll light her up when she gets an invitation.
Okay. We'll try that. And you let's get into your background. You spent 11 years with the guru Osha?
Yes, I spent 11 years with him. He was in India, then he moved to Oregon, and some of your listeners may remember the guru that had 90-odd Rolls Royces, and very amazing time we had in Oregon. And then I went back to India again with him. Very amazing man.
He's the most published
man of all time. Nobody has ever written as many books as he had. Of course, he didn't write them. He spoke them. They were literally spontaneous discourses that were transcribed. There's between 400 and 500 different books. He's covered every single subject under the sun, and then some.
And what part did you play there?
Oh, many things. His whole focus was meditation. He said he'd talk about everything under the sun, but really he was talking about meditation. Meditation is the means to really recognize who you are and what your life's all about from inside. And I had many different jobs, you know, carpentry, handyman. In the Oregon, I used to put a lot of pipe systems together, you know, engineering stuff. And the last job I had was writing jokes, which is kind of a funny sort of a job. But
you were writing jokes for him? Were you writing the quotes or the jokes?
Well, he would talk every day for a couple of hours. Amazing talks. And these talks were all videoed and put on in books forms as well. And he would find, you know, for a couple of hours, after a bit, certain people would start nodding off. And so he'd probably see, oh, so-and-so is going to sleep, you know, let's wake him up. So the best way to wake everybody up was tell him a joke. And so, you know, he's told every joke under the sun. And there came a point in time when I used to sit in his library and write jokes. There were three of us sitting there. And honestly speaking, sometimes we were rolling around on the floor helpless with laughter, just writing up these jokes that he knew he would probably be telling in the evening. It was the most fun job I ever had in my whole life.
Beautiful. Let's see, we've got a lot of people kind of asking. Is it Sharon? Sharon is a generator, so she's one of the co-hosts. So is there something she should look out for, or what kind of her traits, I guess?
Okay, so generator is...
And I know you need a lot more information to get, you know, real, but...
Yeah, I mean, generator is one of the five types, and generator is an energy type, so we'll know Sharon has a lot of energy. But what can happen over time is she can find that instead of the energy being charged up, it starts getting less and less and less. It starts depleting. And that's just an indication that she's putting her energy into too many things that don't really relate to her. And so what I say to generators is, this is a lifetime of actually waiting to respond to life. It's not proactive. It's not about going out and making things happen, even though you've got all this wonderful energy. It's about letting something come to you and see what your gut response is. And when I talk gut, I'm talking about your lower belly. Nothing to do with the head, nothing to do with what should happen, no obligations, pure energetic response from your lower belly. So you'd be listening out for questions for people in something like this. Somebody would come up to you and say, hey, Sharon, do you have a minute? Uh-huh. And that would be your gut response to that particular request. It's an instant yes or no. And all I say to generators is, if you're not getting a yes from your gut response, the answer is no. It may happen later, who knows? But in that way, by just getting that gut response from your lower belly, you're going to interact with life on your terms. So as a generator with all this energy, so many different things you could do in this lifetime, when you understand your gut response, you start getting very specific about what it is you're going to interact with, who it is you're going to interact with. And all of a sudden, you start finding there's a lot of space around you, space in which you can be naturally creative.
Hmm.
Generators, typically, they're overburdened, they're overcommitted, and they just get exhausted. And I always say to generators, there's two ways to finish your day. One, where you just keel over and you ask yourself, why did I even bother getting up today? I got nothing done. I was busy the whole day. And the other way, you can go to bed at night and just say, I'm fried, but my, what a day that was. So much fun.
She said to thank you very much. She's having some computer problems. But yeah, she said, tell Chachan, thank you much.
Okay,
so you must have been on target there. And we know that, I know we keep talking about the five types, but to get the whole system, there's a lot more, and we're just scratching the surface. I think everyone should know that, if that hasn't come across yet. And we have a kind of, Be Happy has a question from the chat room that's interesting. Now where does free will fit into human design, and is it possible to adjust your design?
Well, it's not like everything sits still. The universe keeps on moving whether we like it or not. So adjusting your design, absolutely. You can get clearer and clearer and clearer in how your design works. Existence likes a challenge. And so if we accept the challenge, you know, we can be prodded further and further into getting clearer and clearer. I have a number of friends who have worked with human design for a number of years, and they have come to a point of full realization. If you want to use the word enlightened, they've come to that point just by being true to their nature. So the whole concept of free will, my understanding of free will is we are here in this world, anything is possible, anything at all. I think we can be very intentional about what we would like to have come into our life. Mm-hmm. And I use the word co-creation. So if we're very intentional like that and we're really in tune with the existence, then if we know how we are designed to interact with existence, then absolutely we live in this space of free will, because we call into ourselves the things that we really want to interact with. And knowing your design illustrates to you exactly how to play with whatever it is that confronts you.
Whatever it is. And we both know, well, free will, we both have done a lot of readings and relationship questions. Is he the right man? And, you know, I'll have to tell them, no, there's better things out there. But you should let them go. But there's always free will. You can choose to do whatever you want. You can get caught in that cycle, or you know, you can try to make it work. But you'll be better going your own way. So yeah, free will. So you can kind of play with everything.
Well, part of my understanding as well is, you know, life is a mystery. There are certain parts of the picture that are not revealed to us, but somehow we arrive here, and my understanding is we come in with a soul agreement that we are very specific of when we're going to land on this planet, whose family we're going to arrive in, and a lot of the conditions and the people we're going to meet along the way. And my sense of human design is it illustrates to you exactly how to be accepting of your nature. And the moment you start accepting who you are and start loving who you are and you start loving your life, this whole sense of love starts emanating into the world around you, and you're in a position then to be in love with the world and draw people to you with whom you can share this love.
And so, I think that was the big thing when I read the book. It was, I became comfortable with myself and the path, and I'm changing direction now, and it made me feel comfortable. I am changing into the right direction. It's who I'm supposed to be, is what was coming through. So it kind of gave me a comfort level.
Well, yeah,
that's everything's kind of as it was supposed to be, and things to that nature.
Well, you know, we can only guess what the purpose of this universe is, and life on planet Earth, and all these things.
This is true.
Yeah, but if you really see that there's no point in disagreeing with yourself, just to accept who you are, accept what your life is, and how you know, your human design exactly puts you in present tense. This is a first. This is not astrology. This is not tarot reading. It's not like, you know, and I love these systems. I've played with them a lot. But, you know, with astrology, you have to be very accomplished to give a very good reading to somebody. And, you know, to understand what all the different aspects are in it. And even then, you're generally pointing towards somebody's characteristics in their future. In human design, it actually puts you in present tense, on your terms, according to your nature in this lifetime. It's a first.
It's astrology on steroids.
But yeah, if you like it.
But what's on the horizon for you now? What's new and exciting? What's coming up on your path? I know you're working on a couple of books, and what can you tell us about?
Well, we're expanding the knowledge base that we've introduced to the world. I'm happy to say the book has been very well received all over the world, and the reports as well. We're getting people all over the planet downloading these reports and really enjoying them. So, yes, the books are coming out. We're doing online trainings with people, and we're doing online coaching for people starting September the 10th. And
oh,
there
really?
Will be a series of 12 classes. People all over the world are tuning in for it. And we're going to go through a number of charts and basically illustrate from our knowledge, and I say our knowledge because my wife has a huge understanding. She's a 25-year spiritual astrologer. She's also a very accomplished human design practitioner. And so we're going to be illustrating through a lot of different charts exactly how these different aspects of human design work. We do get to travel a lot. We are giving courses and trainings all over the world. And in the next few months, we're going to introduce, alongside our personal reports on the website, we're going to start introducing downloadable partnership reports. So relationship reports, if you like.
Relationship. That was actually my next question. You could use this to find out if the mate's going to work for you, or...
It's tricky,
you know, if the combination is long term, if it's right, if it fits together, or if it's just going to be volatile because you're both manifestors and bumping heads all the time, or.
Well, you know, I've met manifestor couples. They get on fine. They understand each other when it's pointed out what's going on. But to me, there's no such thing as a good or a bad relationship, really. There's either a conscious one or an unconscious one. You know,
okay.
The conscious one is where you're going to be very clear with each other and very loving and forgiving and compassionate, and you're going to grow in each other's company. But the unconscious one is where you're going to sweep everything under the carpet and pretend like nothing's happening. And, you know, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to be transformational. And to me, the only, you know, vibrant relationships are the ones that are always growing. And they're the ones that are fun. They're the ones where the love is just flying between the two of you.
And it's not stagnant anymore. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess you've only got, unfortunately, we only have a couple minutes left with you. So what do you need us to know before we have to make you go away, which will be sad?
I mean, I would just suggest to everybody, be in love with your life. The gift, the privilege of being here on planet Earth in this amazing time, it's just amazing. Is incredible. So to find out more about yourself, please indulge us. You know, get a copy of the book. It's available all over the world. Amazon's got it. It's in these different languages. Download the free software from our website. Start drawing up charts. Have a look. It's fun. Get
I
some
think
of the
everyone,
off our
not
website.
To cut you off, but I think everyone in the chat room has already downloaded it while we were online, while we were having our chat.
Well, great. Yeah, great. I mean, have fun with it. That's the point. Life is not a miserable concern. Life is here. The one choice we have in life, you're either going to have an engagement time with it or you're going to be miserable. You know, if you're going to be miserable, you're going to be thinking about it, it could be a lot better. If you get on with what's in front of you, what existence offers you, you have the keys to your life.
Actually, when you read for Sharon to tell her about, I believe she was a projector, she actually just ordered the $20 report.
Super.
And Nancy said she's getting it too. So you're going to change the world, man. We're going to make it happen.
Absolutely. So, this is a tool for these times, Phil. It really is.
It is. It's a good thing, and I see big things coming. So hopefully we can change the world. But unfortunately,
absolutely,
that is all the time we have. And we really appreciate you taking your time from your busy, busy schedule, and wish you best in all your endeavors. And hopefully maybe we'll get you and your wife back sometime.
Our pleasure. And keep up the good work, Phil. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Have a great night, Chetan. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. And you can find more about Chetan Pagan and the Human Design System at humandesignforusall.com. You can also find out more about him on our guests page at psychicaccesstalkradio.com. I'd like to take a moment to make a few announcements. Please be sure to visit our psychicbloggers.com site to learn about everything from reincarnation to the how-tos of psychic development. And if you're interested in a reading from the best psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com, where you'll find the best verified and accuracy-tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. Each psychic has a detailed profile for you to find out more about them and to choose from the list of some of the most gifted psychics around. Many gifted psychics who have worked for other sites have come to me and told me that they found Psychic Access to be the best psychic website because of the high standards required of our psychics. I, for one, enjoy working with Doug and Psychic Access because of those standards. I know that with Psychic Access, I am associated with a credible and reputable psychic site with high standards of integrity, so my reputation is safe. You'll find all of the co-hosts here on the Psychic Viewpoint on Psychic Access. And if you would like a personal reading from any one of us, please be sure to visit us at psychicaccess.com. We'd love to hear from you. And by the way, site owners and webmasters can earn 50 cents per minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to psychicaccess.com. For more details, visit psychicaccess.com/webmasters. So psychicaccess.com/webmasters. If you like our show, please invite your friends to join us in our chat room and listen to the Psychic Viewpoint. There is something for everyone. So please spread the word. We very much appreciate it. And the call-in numbers for readings at the end of the show is 724-444-4851. I got tongue-tied on the fours. That is 724-444-4851. Okay. And Sharon, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Am I okay? Am I echoing or am I okay?
No, you're perfect. It just scared me because all of a sudden my screen popped at me.
Oh, you know why? Because I was on mute. I was tricking you.
So.
It was a great show, Phil. I really, really liked it.
Cool. Did you your chart real quick?
Yeah. So I was a generator, and then I bought. I can't wait to read it. So
let me know how it is.
Yeah, I will. I will. I'm excited. I love stuff like that.
You've already got it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that is cool.
You were what? You were a projector.
Me? I'm a manifester.
Oh, manifester. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I just make things happen.
What's your name?
And I don't tell anyone anything while I'm doing it.
Oh, so. You just show up at the other end.
Yeah. What were you told before about pre-birth and the 12th house?
Yeah, when I was learning astrology, which I mean, I don't profess to be an astrologer or anything, but I learned that the 12th house can tell us things about our pre-birth. So I always thought that was kind of interesting. So have you ever heard that? Or
oh, that the 12th house could do you pre- oh, cool.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's got that intertwined in his...
in his human design.
In his human design stuff is the pre-birth.
Mm-hmm. As the 12th house? Is that... Oh, you don't know yet.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. So that would be very interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I ordered the book too. I have a bookstore, so I ordered the book. So it'll be really interesting.
You're going to be all tied up in this stuff.
Yeah, it'll be good.
It is. It's very interesting. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Nancy.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. It was a great show, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I didn't do much.
It was very interesting. Well, you asked the questions. That's important.
That's important. It helps flow things along.
Yeah.
But let me ask another question. Uh-huh. How do you think meditation can play a role in helping us better our lives?
Well, when I was checking out Chetan's website, I noticed that he was into meditation as well. Oh, sorry, I think I have a hairball. Sorry. And it is, and he mentioned it tonight too, and I think, you know, what he's doing, that the program, and it gives great advice to people to, you know, like he was telling you things about your relationship. And then I went on, I found out I'm a projector, and I actually thought that I had entered my birth date backwards, because when I read it, I was like, well, that sounds like me, but I didn't think it was me, because there's a part in it about energy. And I really pushed myself hard, and it said that the projectors don't have the same energy and we need to look after ourselves. And so I think I was like in disbelief that, you know, this was me. So I went back in again and put the date of birth in again, and it came back the same thing. So, you know, we're learning things that help us accept things about ourselves and become more self-aware. And meditation is a great way to become more self-aware and then help us make these changes in our lives too. Because like he said, you can, you know, work with any of the systems I forget what the names were called, but it's just a matter of knowing what's going on and accepting it and working with it. And I think meditation is a way to help us on that path as well.
Interesting. Hello? Did we lose Phil?
It was my mute.
Oh.
You were a projector, so
yeah.
Which is the type. And then there's two other key factors, which is the authority and the defined channels. And when you put those all together, then it makes the system.
Okay.
So manifestor is like step one and the big one, and then what other channels are open. So when you do your chart, you can just scroll over and it'll tell you the other stuff.
Okay. I'm going to double check. Yeah, it is cool, because it is you, but then sometimes we don't want to admit that it's us.
And we don't want to admit it. And I think I was a manifester, but then I was also, you know, the prodigal. So I've got the manifester thing, but I've also got the sit back and listen thing going on.
Okay.
So the more you get into it, the more that's there. But all right. Very cool. And I hope you get that fur ball out of your neck.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right, Sharon.
Hi.
Sharon, hey. No fur balls, right? Or hair balls?
No, not yet.
Okay, good. All right. What does it mean when you see Mars in the 12th house, or what were you told?
Okay, so this kind of goes with what I was saying before, but I was told that if you have Mars in the 12th house, a lot of times that person would have been a cesarean, because the Mars represents the cutting, the operation kind of thing. So, and I've been checking it out, because my kids were cesareans, and they do have that. So I thought, how interesting is that?
Do they really?
Yeah, have you ever heard of that?
No.
I mean, it's kind of off topic a bit, but it kind of relates too. So, I just
it all relates. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, but who knows? So, oh, I can't wait to read my thing.
I can read your thing real quick.
Yeah. Okay.
Take care. All right, Nancy.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Do you think learning about the chakras is beneficial?
Yes, I do, because I noticed, like, it's so interesting that he's combined all these different modalities together, and I think that because they're the energy systems of the body, and often you can address blockages by clearing your chakras, and one way to do it is meditation. And it's just interesting how once you know something, you can deal with it. And it's the same thing with his system is, you know, once you know what the issue is, then you can deal with it. And I think that's really key.
Now, when you cleanse your chakras, or if your chakras are blocked, how do you cleanse them?
I do meditate, like specific meditations that are meant for that specific chakra, but there's other ways of doing them as well. You can use Reiki, or, you know, there's many other ways.
There's many, okay. Because I know I just do the breathe in the color, and, you know, breathe out the negative and breathe in the color.
You can do that too.
For each one. And that's kind of the meditation I use.
Yeah.
And you've got a big variety going on?
Yeah, because I teach Kundalini Yoga, and there's specific mantras for each, not each chakra, but a lot of them, there are special meditations for each one, and they talk about the eighth aura. The eighth chakra is the aura. What's the ninth chakra that he was talking about? That was interesting.
He's got a ninth. I would have to flip through the book real quick.
Well, there's the ten hand. I was going to ask him about that.
He's got nine.
Okay.
And it had a weird name.
I'll have Phil?
To, yes,
was it
yes.
called Phil? No, was it called Phil?
No, it wasn't called Phil, though. It wasn't that weird. It was really, really
I'm really
weird
tired, and I have really Phil. Bad sense of humor.
That was funny.
Yeah, I thought so. Thank you.
Ready? I've got the page. He's got the crown, the mind.
Ah, the mind.
The throat, the heart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep. Crown, mind, throat, heart, emotions, the root, the sacral, the spleen, and the self.
Okay, it was a bit different. But it's the same, must be the same areas.
The same areas, yeah. The crown, the mind, the throat are the same. The self looks like we would call it the heart now, because he's got the heart center. So the self is on the left side, one's on the right, and then the sacral and the root at the bottom.
Interesting.
Couple extras in there.
Yeah. So more to work with.
More to work with. More to cleanse.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Sharon.
Hi.
Hi.
I thought it's interesting because my question tonight, someone in the chat room said it too. So I thought, this is interesting. So it's always the question that comes up.
Your question's in the chat room too?
Yeah, I mean, remember she was talking about free will versus your you know, what's out there for you, that kind of thing. But you can ask me the question.
Oh, that is your question.
Yeah, so because that always comes up with people, and like I'll be in front of people, and that's the first thing they say. Well, you can't take away my free will, and it's such a funny thing because I always say, well, what if time? You don't mind me just bursting in here like this, but what if we think of time as linear? But what if time is not linear? What if everything we think about has already happened, right? And then they'll go, well, then you chose how I got there. I go, no, but what if everything you did got you there? Like, you know what I mean? So it's always that funny question of free will. I just find it hilarious.
And it's in the chat room. It's on everybody's mind. Is there free will? Is there not?
Yeah, because you have all these things. Yeah, go on, Nancy. Sorry.
Or is there free willy?
You are tired.
I'm sorry.
You're tired. You got a bottle of gin up there, I think. Yeah. Good girl.
That's cute. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, I'll be quiet.
No, you can't be quiet. It's your question turn.
Oh, okay.
What is your favorite way to cleanse your space?
Free willy.
Free willy.
No, that
what's
was
your favorite way to get the fur ball out of your, your throat?
I think I had another question, but I think that was the wrong question, but I can answer it. But my favorite
you
way to
did, you did you did you did have another question.
I did, but it wasn't that one.
Would you like
to, I can
do
answer
you
that
think
one.
We can design our lives?
Yes, I think we can. And I think that it's a combination of, you know, our destiny. And we're talking about free willy here, so I think there is free will involved. But I think we just take what we know and we make positive changes in our lives. So we do have choices, and I think that's the way we can design our lives. We can't always change everything, but we can put things in the place that can make us have positive change in our life.
Okay. How about you answer the question before that now? What's your favorite way to cleanse the fur ball out of your throat? Yes.
Yes. Well, I use different things, but I think my favorite way is incense.
Ah.
And I use Reiki. And today I was using sage, but I'm having a problem getting the sage to light.
Hmm.
I don't know why, because I know, like, the one I have, you light it in a candle and you let it burn and burn and burn, but it was so hot that I think the fan kept blowing it out. So
it's just hot and humid up there, yeah.
I think it was the problem. I had the air conditioning and the fan on, so it didn't really light.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Anyone have anything they want to add before we go to the reading section?
No, just it was a really good show. That's
yeah, it was really fascinating.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a new thing that I want to really check into.
Yeah. Were you, and how long did you say he was doing it? For how many years?
Since
18 years, didn't he say?
Okay. Well, he's been doing readings for 30 years.
Oh, 30. Okay.
The system got downloaded to, I forget his name. He was a Canadian, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And that was in 1987, and I think he got involved about 5 years in 93.
And does he train people in this modality?
He's kind of the leading person on this. So he trains uh-huh. people. So he creates practitioners. Uh-huh. You know, the book's all over the place. They're doing yeah. seminars all over. And they do coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a whole lot going on. But this is it. And the website's going to develop quickly. I think in September is when they're going to start being able to do like live things and live coaching. So you could be in India and, you know, be in a session with a classroom session.
Oh, like webinars.
Like webinars, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's coming along for this. That's one of the next steps.
Ah.
Now, Phil, did you know about this before, or did you just come across him? Or, like, have you been studying this before, Phil?
I did not. I read an article in 1111 magazine.
Okay.
And caught my eye. And she's going to be a guest, Samara, in a couple months. So it's her magazine.
Oh, her magazine. Okay.
Yeah. So I read the article, and then I just called him up and started chatting.
Good.
And went to the site. I was like, oh, this is cool stuff. I like this.
Mm-hmm. Very manifester of you.
Very manifesting of me.
Totally.
What were you, Nancy? What was yours?
I'm a projector, so I guide people. I was like our guest, Chetan. He's a projector as well.
Okay.
So we guide people. We have to wait to be invited. So it's funny because I didn't think that was me, and then I look back at how I work, mm-hmm. you know, and I've been in various jobs where I've had to be very assertive,
right.
And I was, but I was in a very, I always waited for the person, the client to, you know, kind of invite me. So it was always a agreeable relationship. So it's kind mm-hmm. of funny to look back and see how I did that as opposed to other people that were really aggressive.
Right.
But I was waiting for my invitation, too.
Yeah. And it's interesting that...
now you are a guide, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
you're comfortable with what you're doing now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And it's nice when you read it and you go, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then when I read the energy part, I thought, okay, I have lots of energy, but really I don't because I'm burning. When I push myself too hard, like going to see Paul McCartney till midnight at night and then getting up at 5, then I
All right. I think we're ready for readings. And Nancy, the guide?
Yes.
You,
Phil, the chakra.
You're up first for the caller from Washington State.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, Nancy. How are you today? I'm very well. I've had some new developments in my life. My oldest daughter's thinking of moving in with me with her three daughters, and I want to know if that's actually going to happen in the near future or not.
Okay, so she's thinking about it.
Right.
Okay, I'm just doing a quick shuffle here. Are they three young daughters?
Yes, the oldest is six.
Is there an opportunity for her to go somewhere else?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay. Because, and is it something that you want to happen?
I am I'm not sure.
Yeah, because it would be kind of difficult. It's difficult to adjust your life as much as you love somebody to adjust it to, you know, living like that. So, but I think right now she's having some doubts about doing that, and right now she's looking at other alternatives. So it's probably not going to happen. She's in a mindset now where she's looking at other alternatives. And is there educational stuff involved with her right now?
No, not at all. She's,
okay.
No, she's gone through education and has
successfully
found work and everything in that field.
Okay. And I think there's something that's turning her to look at other opportunities, because I feel that she's very disgruntled right now about certain things in her life. But I think she's at a point where she's a little bit at a crossroads, where she's getting a feeling that she needs to make some changes, and they're all going to be positive changes. So right now, she's not going to. But I think there's going to be a period in time where she's going to revisit that decision. And if she does come, it's going to be very short term.
Okay.
Very short term, yeah. And she's got some irons in the fire, and she's really trying to make some positive changes. I don't feel she's the type that shares that kind of information all the time, but she's really, because I think she realizes that as much as you love her and she's your daughter, that it is going to be a big transition for her and you. So I think there's other opportunities right now that she's looking into that she's not really sharing, because she's just in the development stages of her search.
Okay. Because it would be moving completely across the states for her. So that would be very difficult for her and her three young children.
Yeah, that would be. So she's in a, like I said, she's in a place now where she's deciding either way what it is she's going to do. And so she's undecided. And I think right now, I see like a bit of, I think there might be a temporary stay, like a very temporary stay, because she's looking at these other options that have come to her. And I think they're really going to work out, because she's put a lot of energy into it. Okay.
So she might stay in the state she's in then and not come over to this side of the world?
Yeah, because for her to travel, I think she's really thinking about it. Like, it was a big option for her because it was the obvious option, right? It's the obvious thing to do is to move in with mom. But she's looking at other alternatives, and she realizes that that wouldn't be a good decision, because to get to, it would be easy to move in with you, but there's a lot of obstacles to move in with you. And it would really upset things. So I think your relationship would change. So I think she's going to really, for a couple of days, really want to. And then the things that she's working on are going to come to fruition, and she's going to have other opportunities. So you might feel like a bit of pressure from her in the next week, but that will subside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's for the best anyhow.
Oh, for sure. Whatever direction she's going in, it's going to be great for her and the kids.
Okay, good. Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Very nice. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Okay, Sharon, we have a caller for you from Virginia.
Hello. Hi. Virginia, you there?
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing good. I have a question for you. Well, my sister and I, we're dealing with some legal issues pertaining to real estate that my dad passed away. He passed away probably about 19 years ago. Left us some real estate, and we're dealing with some legal issues pertaining to that. You see that coming to a closure anytime soon?
Did you say 19 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long time.
Yeah.
I keep going to August, and I'm not sure. I can't quite figure out if it's this August or next August, but and I see that I feel it'll be decided in August, and then in September, you'll know exactly where you stand. There's another person involved, and I feel the person trying. I'm getting a metaphor. Is this true? Is there another person involved?
Well, actually, yeah, the person that the legal issues we're having is with my aunt. So it's my sisters and I against, my aunt.
Your aunt. Okay. Because I see a metaphor of that person, and I'm seeing a rug, and I'm seeing she's pushing everything under the rug so you can't see it. And she's pushing everything under the rug, and all the dirt's going under the rug, and it's almost like she doesn't want it to come out. So I think there's a few secrets that are going to be unveiled. Is that a word? In the next year. So you're going to find, and I do see once it's sort of like once it's unplugged, there's no stopping. Now, does she have children, your aunt?
Yes, she does. Yes.
Okay. And I think that's even more so why, she's trying to protect her family but I think if you dig enough that you'll shine some light on this, and just keep asking Spirit for you to show you the signs of which way to go, because you're so frustrated right now, and it's like all of you are like, oh, it's just like, when's this going to happen? It's like you're so frustrated, and I'm feeling if you just all sort of surrender it to the universe and say, make it crystal clear which way we're supposed to go, shed some light on this, shine some light on this, I think that everything can be wrapped up a lot quicker. 19 years is a long time.
I know, but myself and my sisters, we've been having dreams about Dad. He's been appearing in our dreams, and for some reason, he's in my dreams at least. He's not happy. Like I think he just wants us to have this over with. It's been a long time, and I think he's at the point where it's, what are you guys doing? You need to get this over with.
Yeah. And I could feel that from him, like from Spirit. So even, ask him. Say, well, that's fine, but so show us the way. Make it crystal clear.
I think he did with my sister, because we have attorneys that are involved, and I think in one of her dreams he told her that, you need to call the attorneys. And it's funny that you mentioned something about the rug, because in her dreams he told her that my grandmother, who is also his mom, had something to do with the attorney, and we need to contact the attorney like ASAP, which we did. So we're just waiting to hear back.
Now, is your mom still alive, or she's passed too?
My grandmother, she's still alive, yes.
Oh, okay. Isn't that interesting? So, okay, yeah, we'll just keep bugging the lawyers. I am seeing an ending to this. I am seeing August and September, but I'm not sure if it's this year or next year. I have a feeling it might be next year. So, okay. I'll pray it's this year for you, though.
Yeah, I hope so too. Okay.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I hope it all wrapped up. Okay. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very good. All right. And I guess I have a caller from Georgia. Are you there, Georgia? Georgia? No, we don't have a caller from Georgia. Let's see. Who is next? Okay, no caller from Georgia, so we have a caller from New York then. Is New York there?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I'm trying to see, sorry. I had a question about this man named Daniel.
Okay.
And, I'm just wondering when or if I'm going to get contact from him because he took me off of Facebook.
Because I missed that. Because what?
He took me off of Facebook. I'm not so concerned over that, but I haven't heard from him in like a few months.
Okay. And your name is, by the way?
Margaret. Margaret?
Margaret? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you will hear from him again. And I'm just trying to use a pendulum. And before the end of this year. It's looking like not till next year. And I'm getting a feeling he's trying to clean things out right now. He's got a lot going on. What was kind of your relationship with him?
Well, we're friends. I really love him. I mean, like, I was thinking that we might be a couple one day.
I think, and you may not want to hear this, I'm going to throw down a couple more cards for you. I think there's a lot. Let me make sure this isn't him real quick. Is this Daniel?
His name is Daniel Tahaney, so if that makes it clearer.
Oh, Daniel's good. I'm just kind of double-checking the cards with the pendulum. Yeah, Daniel's kind of looking away from you right now. And what we really just want you to do is kind of push him into the back of your head. And don't feel like you failed or anything like that. It's him. He's doing stuff. And nothing, well, I can't say nothing to do with you. But I think he's going to kind of vanish away. You will hear from him again. But it's not going to go to the relationship side. Now, as far as your relationship goes, I actually see things coming in very good for that way. So I want you to open yourself up for new things coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you okay with that? I know you're kind of hung up on Daniel still right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much so.
But there's better things or new things, new men coming into your life. So it's kind of a change that you're going to be reluctant to go to. But it's going to be very beneficial and very happy for you to get there if you can get there. Once you kind of get past the Daniel phase.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay. Also wondering.
And I can hear that makes you very sad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just wondering also when I'm getting a job.
You've got money cards all over the place, but let me throw it down again and see what else we got. Have you had any interviews coming up?
No, nothing at all that's like actually going to make me some money.
Nothing at all. All right, let's see what's going on there. Because you had good money cards, and they were actually attached to the man you're going to meet, too. So you're the next man's not going to be a pauper by any means. Okay. Looks like you've been trying hard. You're trying to keep your strength up to get to the money. Just keep staying strong, and we'll see if we can catch a time frame for you. And we'd like you to have a full-time position. And 3 months? Yeah, 3 months comes through quick. So within 3 months, you're going to have a job is what I'm getting. Okay?
So nothing right now. It's just really hard.
Well, that's pretty close. And let's back it up to 2 months. Nope. And try three. No, it's going to be 3 months. So and that's kind of the process. You've got to get out there. You've got to do the interviews. Companies are moving slow. It's summertime. People are on vacation. So that kind of makes sense. I think you're going to have the job maybe in two and a half months. Probably won't start it till the third. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a full-time one. That's one that's going to make you happy. It's going to be the right job as opposed to jumping on a job.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a great day. And let's see. Nancy is next with a caller from Arizona.
Hello.
Not going just yet. Okay. We'll go in a second.
Hi. Hello, Arizona. Are you there? Hello. I think, did we get cut off?
I don't know. It sounded like she was there, didn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
And
oh, Georgia.
Georgia.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Georgia. How are you?
Hello.
Good. What can I do
Hi,
for you this
me?
Evening?
Hello?
I can't hear you
can
very
you
well, though, I have to say.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, what can I do for you this evening?
I have a phone interview tomorrow, and I was trying to see how it would go.
Okay, have you ever done a telephone interview before?
I have.
Yeah, that's my preferred way of interviewing. I don't know why,
because I can't read body language. I can kind of read somebody's body language a little more, so that's why I get a little nervous on the phone interviews, because you can't see expressions.
Yeah, but I think sometimes it's an advantage, you know, because we don't have to worry about what they thought of what we were wearing and things like that, so we're really judged based on our personality and our knowledge more. We don't have that visual going on, so I think that can give us an advantage. So if you think like that, you may get more comfortable. So I'm just doing a quick shuffle here. So looking good. I have a very good feel about this, and I think that you know, right now you're a little bit nervous, but you're going to relax. And I think that, like I said, for me, I would say 95% of my interviews that I've done in my life have been on the phone, and any of them, all the ones that I did on the phone, I was successful. Some of the ones I did in person, I wasn't, so I don't know what that says about me, but I always find the phone ones go really well. And like I said, I think once you take that visual away, people tend to hone in on what you have to offer, and you have a lot to offer, and that's really going to come out in this interview. So you've done a lot of, you're good at what you do. They know it's going to be a good fit for this position and a good fit. So they're going to be really impressed with you. So I think right now you're feeling that, you know, kind of iffy, but it is going to go really well. And it's going to be a really good experience. So the interview is going to go well. And this is going to be a period of change and activation for you. So you will, I see you getting the job and really enjoying it and doing it well and starting a new phase of your life where things start to change for you and go in a positive way, and the people that are going to be interviewing you and the people that you're going to be involved with in this job are very positive people. So it's going to be a very good experience for you. So they're looking for similar like-minded people to, you know, follow through and do things the way they like things to be done. So they're going to see you as a good fit.
Okay, so when do you see, I guess, do I go from the phone interview to a face-to-face, then the offer, or how is that going to work now?
Are you geographically able to meet with them face-to-face?
Yes.
Okay, because what they'll do is they'll screen you through the phone. They'll find out that you're a good fit for them, and that then they will want to meet with you again. So, you know, then you'll be able to, if you feel that, and I think that's good because it'll give you an opportunity then to do the face-to-face interview that you really thrive at, and because you'll really nail it too, because what's happened now is they're going to meet you on the phone and get all the pre-stuff out of the way, and then they'll meet with you in person, and, you know, when they do that, it'll just nail the interview for you.
So as far as the face-to-face interview? Do you see if it's a male, female, how many people, and then how long will it take to get the offer?
I'm thinking two, so I think it's going to be a small number, and I'm thinking it's two women, and I believe that they're kind of knowing right now that you're the type of person that they want. They don't really know that it's you yet, but you're everything that they want. So I think once they do the second part, you'll hear back from them within, like, not a week, but probably it within a two-week period. So
okay,
I would just,
so
I know it's hard because you're excited and you're anxious, but, you know, it's, you're very well suited for this. So just be really confident when you talk to them and you've done your homework. So it's going to be, you know, an easy interview. I mean, interviews are never easy because we feel like we're put on the spot. So, but you are really going to impress them.
Okay, so about 2 weeks, it could be done deal, we're saying.
I would say, like, after the second interview. Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And then next week, I'll know about the face-to-face interview then, I take it.
Yeah, and they may even schedule it right away on the phone, you know, and if she doesn't, you'll know, like, fairly shortly, because a lot of times, I know, too, like, just based on personal experience, sometimes they'll just, you know, connect with you right then and there. And sometimes if they've had a lot of people, they'll have to, you know, take more time to, you know, focus in on, you know, getting back to everybody. And so it depends. So I think that you'll have some insight tomorrow how you did. I think when you get off the phone, you're going to know. Like, you'll have a feeling yourself.
Okay.
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 So good.
Thank you.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay. Good night.
All right. And that call-in number again is 724-444-4851. And Sharon just put it in the chat room. So it's 724-444-4851.
Fast, aren't I?
you are.
I had it already.
You're sharp tonight.
I'm being a generator, or whatever it was.
Let me guide you.
Yeah, is that what it was called? I'm supposed to be waiting.
I'm waiting for my invitation.
Wouldn't it be cute if we're all different? That'd be so much fun.
Yeah, we probably are.
Yeah.
We are all different, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what
Doug,
for you.
Doug's already done it. He just won't tell us what he is.
I forget what I was. I think I was generator or something. The one that keeps going, like the Energizer Bunny.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. So I have a call. Oh, I'm echoing. Oh, no.
Yeah, you got a call from Arizona.
Arizona. Can you hear me, though? Because I hear there was an echo.
No more echo.
Okay.
You sound great.
Okay. Yay. Hello, Arizona.
Hello.
Hi, it's Sharon here. Did you have a question for me?
Yes, I'm wondering about, I have a relationship question. Mm-hmm. I was hearing your earlier caller, and I have a similar situation where I have a longtime friend that I thought we might at some point date, and that we did have, seemed to have very strong emotional connection. I guess I'm just wondering if there is any potential future with him.
Okay. Now, the first thing I'm feeling is that sometimes people come into our lives for not for forever, you know? That's the first thing I'm feeling is that maybe, my friend always calls it a band-aid, but like maybe he was just meant to guide you through a period that you needed him and to feel good about yourself. Are you sure this is the one? Like, how long has it been since you've talk to this person?
Like a couple weeks ago.
Okay. And you did have a relationship with him? Like or was it just like
we
you just met?
We previously did, and then we had many years ago we had dated and had a relationship, and then I married someone else, and then more recently, I got divorced. So
okay, so now you're both available, kind of.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. Okay. You know what? Give them a little bit of time. You know, sometimes I just sort of feel I feel him scared. You know, I feel like I kind of get a rabbit standing there, and I just feel he's a little bit scared this time because you're available, because he's available, and his life and your life feel very complicated. Like it doesn't feel like you're, you know, on the beach somewhere with nobody around you, and he's got, you know what I mean? So it just feels like there's a lot of loose ends that would have to be tied up in order for you to be together. Is it like that sometimes? Is your life very complicated?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and I think that sort of scares him. It's sort of like, it's sort of, it reminds me of a ball. I'm getting like, I don't know why I'm seeing metaphors tonight, but it's kind of reminds me of a ball of yarn. It's like it all has to be sorted out before this could actually work. Do you know what I mean? But I am feeling with time that this could work, but it's going to take a lot of work for both of you. That's what I'm feeling. But I know that you do have a connection with him.
Okay.
So all just right. Give it time, thank patience, you. And work on your own stuff in the meantime. That's what I'm getting. Okay?
All right.
All right, good luck to you. Take care.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. And
oh, go on.
Are we having fun? No, go ahead, Sharon. Jump right
no,
in.
No, I was going to say, they always sound so disappointed when they want you to say, yes, it's the one. You know?
It's the one. They're coming yay. Back.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. That's okay. Like, I mean, everybody's in their own spot, but I just hate being, I don't like saying something like that. Yeah. So
it is. And I was thinking, I think I'll do my first blog, but it's, you know how we have to keep telling people that, and we just say it like it's or at least I do, like it's nonchalant. Just do it. You don't
yeah.
Take it away. And
that's hard to hear, though.
And when you put yourself in their situation, it's
very
like,
hard to hear. Yeah,
ooh, that's a big process, and
uh-huh.
That's not what I want to hear. And
uh-huh.
So
and it's hard to do.
Emotion.
It's hard to do. Yeah,
very hard.
You know, because we're still connected to that energy, so it's kind of hard to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know, when I read, everything's kind of cut and dry.
Do you?
And it's
yeah.
Like, yeah, and it's like, okay. No, he's no good for you, make him go away.
Yeah, you're a guy.
There's no empathy, no nothing. It's like, yeah, make him disappear.
You're a guy.
Not me. I always take the line that if they're there, there's a reason they're there, and work that through. I think I'm always like the more gentle when it comes to stuff like that.
A lot gentler, yes. A lot smoother, yes.
Yeah.
Unless,
of course, there's like abuse or something. Then it's like, you know.
Yeah, then, well, that's different. Yeah. That's,
yeah.
That's scary. Ooh.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now.
Run like the wind, you know?
Yeah. Run
yeah.
Fast.
Do we have any questions in the chat room?
Ah, someone's there. Can you see that, Phil?
I can. Phil told me I'd hear from a certain guy for my birthday. He was right. Only I missed the call and ran into him at the gym. Haven't heard any thoughts or whys. Huh. Any thoughts on where he's heading from here? Well, I'm glad he called you on your birthday, Cheryl. And I'm glad I was right. That hardly ever happens.
That's because you're a chakra.
I'm a chakra. I'm a chakra with a fur ball. Any thoughts on why it is, where it is heading from here? Let me see. Let me toss down a couple of cards for Cheryl. Actually, Cheryl, they're not looking that bad. For some reason, I'm getting he has more free time now, and I don't know if he was in a relationship before or not, and I have a tough time reading chat. Well, he called the day before, and you missed it again. Then I ran into him at the gym. Are you chatting at the gym? But it was awkward. Keep going. For you. Okay. All right. basically what I'm getting is he's thinking of you now. He's got more free time. It is a little awkward. The energy's off. There's a card in between both of you. But you need to not be awkward, as you so phrased it, and start doing the big woohoo, putting yourself out there at this point. Are you ready to do that? Let's see if she types back. Okay. Well, Cheryl, put yourself out there now. Let your emotions fly. It's time to just go for it, basically. Okay? And he's going to come around, is what it looks like this time. He's not happy in whatever situation he was in now. So now would be the time to jump. And I'm seeing 4 weeks. You're nervous. I think you'll figure it out. Just don't be nervous. It's time to actually, you know, get the golden ticket or the brass ring and bring him along slowly, because he's got a little more clearing out to do, but it's time to start making the big reconnect. Okay? Was it awkward for him or just for me? Let's see. Can you type in his first name? Yep, the meeting was awkward for him too. It's kind of like two energies coming back together. So it's just an awkward thing. You're kind of resetting and starting at the very beginning. Although you've been drawn together, so it's going to be awkward for a while. That's why I said about 4 weeks. So you're going to go through that period, but it's going to calm down, okay? So we just need to get you in the right frame set, and I'm having good thoughts on this one. And anything else from the chat room? Or anything else from Cheryl? Nope. Okay. Well, all right then. Hello, Nancy and Sharon.
Sharon. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Look, she said you're exactly right, Phil. You're exactly right.
Exactly right. It's the pendulum. I have nothing to do with it. Yeah, she'll do good this time.
Yeah. That's kind of neat that you said on the birthday and then it showed up. Spot on, Phil.
I actually remember that. I think she missed. I think she was really sad, but then missed the email.
Yeah.
From Facebook, and then got it the next day. This is the first I heard of it.
But, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting that she goes on the archives and listens to the reading. That was cute.
Who does that?
She said, thanks so much. Good thing for archives. I got so nervous just typing, I accidentally closed the screen.
Oh. Yeah, the archives are good. Last week's show was great.
Did you like it? Yeah. It was cute.
It was cute.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I really didn't know what to expect from it. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty good. And,
yeah.
And you don't use the word now because it, you know, it's got no in it. And There are a lot of good little tips. I haven't got to grab this book yet.
I've been very conscious of the way I'm like talking and the way I write, and whenever I see that, I'm like, oh, change that, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, and I read the book. So I guess I just didn't figure it out. Duh.
Hello.
Hello, Sharon.
Knock knock. Who's there?
And Be Happy always listens to the archives too.
Ah, I've heard that. Great.
Yeah.
You can hear things that you might have missed. Good point.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
What is next week's?
I don't know.
Next week's show is
I didn't write it. Is what?
B.
Oh.
And it's about I'm just trying to. I'm sorry. I actually have the link here. It's Dr. John Turner, and he wrote a book called
It's a complementary medicine thing, but it's not about that. It's medicine, miracles, and manifestations, a doctor's journey through the worlds of divine intervention, near-death experiences, and universal energy. So he's going to talk about unconditional love, but in a way that connects us to our life on Earth and the metaphysical, and you know, what happens after death, and proof of he's as a neurosurgeon, he's found a lot of things that has made him explore deeper and to get proof of things that we actually believe in, like life after death and the spirit world and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or spiritual world, I should say, not the spirit world.
Yeah, the spirit world can be scary sometimes. Celine has a question. Does anyone want to take that one?
Who's next? Nancy, you're next.
I have no idea.
I guess it's Nancy.
My brain turned off. So Nancy, Celine's got one in there. Can you tell me about whether this, well, you can read, or would you like me to read for you?
It doesn't matter. Whether the Salon Haven hair salon will be purchased, and will the current owner neglect it to the point where it will fall apart? Ooh, so a suggestion about how we, the stylists, can help to keep it running. Okay, I'm going to do a quick spread, and I have one of my cats assisting me. So I'm just going to use his energy, and they're very... intuitive beings, cats, I think. So I'm just doing a quick spread here. And, I get the sense that, you know, just from what she's saying and the cards, that it's a very stressful time for everybody because, of course, it's their livelihood. And I think the next little while, Celine, things are going to be a little roller coastery because she's not really, things are going to continue to be not so great. But there is an alternative out there for all the stylists, and I think you have to get together and, like, the Hangman has come up in your position, so you really have to look at. Kind of go outside of what you normally would do and think of something being in a very different way, but the outcome is going to be very profitable and successful for everybody involved. So I think that you could probably as a group talk to the current owner and just put it on the table you know, you guys are really interested in staying there, and you know, that's your place of work and your employment, and if you enjoy it, you know, tell her and come up with some kind of solution. Maybe there's a suggestion that somebody has, like turn it into, I don't know if you do chair rental or salary or what it is, but you know, maybe look at the financial operation and, you know, get together as a group and see the strength of each of you. Like maybe one person is really good at social media and they could do some social media advertising on Twitter and Facebook. Somebody else might have a neck or a son or a daughter that can make posters and put posters up around. So if you can get the business to a point where she feels that there's more of a demand, that might help things as well. But it may be time for you guys to take matters into your own hands, because it'll never be the way it was before with this lady. So that's not a bad thing, because I see things changing and moving forward. But you guys need to get together, sit down, and figure out what it is you all want. If you want to stay there, find out what your strengths and weaknesses are, and maybe do some kind of a cooperative venture financially, where you become like I'm used to the word co-op, you know, where people kind of work together and more than one person owns it. So there might be some solution like that, maybe not that word, but a similar kind of setup where you can kind of work as a team and everybody, you know, use their strengths to move things forward instead of one person being in charge. It can be like a group effort, and maybe one person can be the administrator, but everybody does their area of expertise. So I don't know if that helps at all. And Selena's purring, I see. So
oh, was waiting for it to say something. I forgot it was a text. Okay. How do we buy him out?
Yeah, and in the cards, it's really a different. The answer is something that's totally unusual and different, and I think that the best thing to do would be to talk to somebody in financial, like at the bank or one of the business development groups where that deal with businesses. And I think that to talk to someone who's an expert first that can give you free advice, but at the same time, you know, get together as a group and kind of sit down, because you really need to know what it is you want first. And so once you get that figured out, then you can, you know, knowing everybody's strengths would really help too. So come up with a plan, because to make this work, you really have to, you're a bunch of people, but you need to be very united and focused, and that's really going to help if you take all your differences and combine them, and then you become a strength. So money is the only obstacle here. There's always a way to get money to come into your life. So it sounds like I'm simplifying it, but there is a financial solution. You just need to talk to somebody who's an expert in that area, and they'll lead you down the right path.
All right. Very good, Nancy. And there's a little smiley face. I believe that is about it. So, Nancy, next week's guest, once again, real quick,
Dr. John Turner, and the theme of the show is unconditional love, and he has a great website if anybody wants to look at it, and of course the write-up will be on the Psychic Access Talk Radio page.
Beautiful, and that's it. So thank you, Sharon and Nancy, and of course Doug behind the scenes, and we will see everyone
next week.
And that brings us to the end of the show. So next week, and thanks to the co-host, and have a great week, and we'll maybe even see you at Psychic Access. So good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic Access, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.
Well, no, I...